Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, live with Acelia, Celia, Ataria, and Zariah, Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
But you are.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, Shalom fam, welcome back to BHYY Radio, Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua. That's who we be. Welcome back to another show. We pray that your week has been a blessed one and a warm one. For those of you out there with those low dipping temperatures, I'm your host for this evening, I'm Ecelia, along with my ladies on the panel. How y'all doing tonight, ladies?
Shalom, this is Akoti Ataria, doing well. How are you all?
Hey, Shalom fam. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing well. Can't complain. There's always like that little pause, like the little.
I'm sorry, guys. Shalom. This is Araya. I think I hit my mute button by accident.
All good. All to the good. And we want to give a special peace out to the ladies who are listening on the phone lines, the ladies listening in the archives, the ladies listening in the chat rooms. We see you. And the ladies who are listening to this whenever, however you are listening to this, the special peace goes out your way. We definitely appreciate the support. And we just pray that these shows have been just as much a blessing to you as it has been to us, because we always learn something too, you know, when we do these shows. So it's always something that we can benefit from each other. So don't forget, this is a live call-in show. You should know that number by now, 319-527-6302. Actually, you know what I just thought about, ladies? This is just like something just popped into my head. We always give out the call-in number. I'm thinking, what if we had a game or something? I don't know, just kind of thinking, like, because everybody should know the call-in number, like, by now. So if we just had, you know, what's our guest call-in number? Guest call-in, and I don't know, so just something popped in my head. But anywho, 319-527-6302. This is what happens when you just let Ecelia talk. So anyway, be brave, be beautiful, be a blessing. Yes. So I want to start off by, I was watching, have you ladies seen that new movie, Carter High School movie?
No.
Talking about the, it came out this year, but it is on Netflix, and it's talking about the football team in 1988. I think they were the Cowboys or something like that, but this high school football team, and how like their coach had always taught them about making the right choices and making the right decisions. And the only thing he ever wanted for them is for them to, you know, to see beyond football, you know, to see, to take the lessons that he teaches them in football and to apply that to their life outside of football, you know. So he really wanted them, after they won a championship and all of that, he wanted them to, you know, go and do something with their lives. And so this is a true story. You could probably Google it. But basically, all of the boys got accepted to, got scholarships and got into, you know, four-year scholarships. But some of them, after high school, started like robbing banks and stuff like that. They had to go to court, go to jail, all of this stuff. So they basically made their own decisions and stuff, and they just did a movie on that. But anyway, so I was watching that last night, and the coach said something that I had to actually stop and pause it and actually write it down and to just keep it as a motivational thing in my phone. Like, you know, I got my notebook. I'm probably the only person whose notebook in the phone. You know how you had the notebooks and stuff, you don't ever use them? I'm probably the only one who got it, like, I'm looking at it now, 448 notes. Like, it stay full, like, just little notes and stuff, little stuff that I acquire. People say, speak some wise things or whatever, just write it down. So what he said was, he said, as a man thinks in his heart, let me give y'all some little background. Their whole thing was champions, huh? right? So their whole thing was he called them champions, and so that's how he would get them, like, motivated. And one of the other coaches came in and was trying to explain being on the defense or whatever, you know, football terminology. And he spoke wisdom. He said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You can only defend something that you already possess. The more the team believes they are already champions, they've already won in their minds and now have something to defend. So as it relates to being bold and beautiful and being a blessing, these are things that have to exist inside of us already that we actually believe exist there. All of the characteristics and all of those attributes that are associated with being a virtuous woman that song we listened to coming in talked about begins with believing that we have these characteristics and attributes already in us, you know, because everything starts in the heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever is in the heart, that can't be taken away. Like when you have, I mean, even if you just think about somebody that you maybe really love, you know, maybe somebody you was trying to give some information to, maybe they didn't believe it, but you held on and eventually they came into the understanding, or maybe you had a talent or a hobby or something that you love. Whatever is in the heart can't be taken away. It's only given away. We only give away these things, they can't be taken, because they can't be taken without our permission. So what's in a person's heart cannot be taken away. It can only be given away. So tonight we're talking about being brave, being beautiful, being a blessing to others, and this starts within ourselves. It starts with being a winner on the inside and claiming that victory, and only then can we manifest it outwardly or even share it with others. And what's so powerful about that quote is that we can only have good if we already believe it exists in us, because everybody got a little bit of good in them. Some people may be put it too far down deep inside of them, but everybody got a little bit of good in them. But the difference is that champions believe that the good is there, know that it's there, and so they're able to defend that good and to fight for it and to hold on to that goodness.
Yes. That quote that you just quoted, it is so fitting for the show because, of course, being brave, being beautiful, and being a blessing are some, like you said, the characteristics, that come along with being a champion. You know, to be brave is to be fearless, you know, meaning you have to stand for something or you will fall for anything. We have to be brave enough to set boundaries in all areas of our lives. We cannot be afraid to let it be known what we will and will not tolerate, especially when it comes to dealing with those that may not want to understand or respect the changes we make in our lives. You know, being brave and being okay with, you know, we all know that this is the dark times of the year, and some of us still get a lot of pressure from families and friends with, you know, celebrating all these hella days, you know, and we have to be brave enough to stand up to them. Look, I love you, but I don't partake in those type of things, you know. definitely, let's talk about beautiful for a minute, because, of course, you all know, so oftentimes we associate beautiful with the look, you know, the appearance. When in fact, beautiful is an action. You know, beautiful is the things you say, what you do, how you treat people. Beautiful is spiritual. Beautiful is who you are on the inside. You know, and a lot of times, we get caught up in being so physical and what a person looks like. And to me, beauty has nothing to do with that, because it's who you are on the inside that shines light on who you are on the outside.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, that's very important, you know, what you were saying about that internal beauty, you know. just being able to recognize that. Because, you know, man is physical in every sense of the word. Whatever, every definition of what it means to be physical, man is. And, you know, as long as he can see it with his eyes, he will disregard everything else. So, yeah, definitely on point. Definitely on point. You know, we can't be so caught up in the physical aspects that we can't see the and that internal beauty.
Right, exactly. Because definitely that the physical point of view of beauty, of course, is dictated by the things that we see. It's things that we see in our lives, things that are promoted in society, and there's so many different images of beauty, and it can be so overwhelming, especially to a woman, because there are so many different types of images that we are pressured by. We're exposed to so many different types of images. You know, it may be image one tomorrow, but then 2 weeks later is image two. So then, you know, you're still trying to do image one, but then image two. You know what I'm saying? You're always trying to keep up with a certain type of trend so you can be socially acceptable. So when you step out into the world, when you step out into the environment and you're around other people, you want to be accepted. And I really like how you brought up the physical aspect, Zariah, because it is a dictating factor. And you're absolutely right when both of you all say we have to pull back from that. It's about what's in the inside. And what I have learned about beauty personally, it's the fact beauty is a feeling that's going to give you that, wow, that complete, and it's an indescribable kind of feeling, because it's going to make you feel happy. It's going to make you feel joy. You're going to feel righteous. You're going to be uplifted. You are going to be in a great mood. And all of these things that we do within our lives aren't necessarily going to be things that people can see on us physically. You know, you may tell someone all the time that you love them. Let's just say you're always giving somebody upliftment and encouragement, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you dress in designer clothes every day, right? You know, it's not about that. It's about what you're good at and what makes you feel good. And with that feeling, we have to understand that it's not going to be what the world's interpretation of it is, because the world is looking at something physical. They want to touch it. They want to see it. But the things that really make you feel beautiful come from within.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I used to be a big Prince fan, and I thought about something the other day. And you know how you listen to songs and you never really understand what it says, and then it's brought back up again in your head, and you're like, man, this is what he meant. You know, that song he had says, "The beautiful ones always smash the picture." And hearing it, you jam into it, you don't give it any thought. But when you think about it later on, you're like, man, that's really profound, because I don't know about any of you, but I've seen a beautiful mess. Have you ever seen a beautiful mess where a person look one way and they can open their mouth and it changes their whole outwardly look?
Yes.
You know, it's very important to be beautiful from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be beautiful from the inside. Because ultimately, that's the light. That's the light that people see. Because that physical, it's going to disappear. It's going to fade. Be so that if somebody is blind, your beauty, they can still see. Man,
absolutely.
That man has some powerful lyrics.
Yep, I would say so. You know, there's another quote that applies to this topic, and it says, "Beauty is in the eye of the beholder." What one person considers beautiful is different than what another person considers beautiful. And so, you know, me personally, I think that there's a lot of beautiful-looking people, but like you just said, when you open your mouth and you learn someone's personality, then you start to see all their imperfections. You know, studies show that, you know, just smiling makes people look
prettier. And so when you know someone is ugly inside, you know, everything that comes out of their mouth is going to be like vomit, or, you know, a woman who's always trying to get smart and act a certain way, then she starts to really look ugly. You start to see her flaws. You start to see, okay, well, this part of her isn't as beautiful. But before she spoke, before you got to know her, she was flawless. And so we have to be very careful about that, because inside also make your outside look ugly. So we just, you know, the inner stuff is very beautiful. It'll make you happier. It'll make the people around you happier. You know, if you're beautiful inside, then people are going to love to be around you, and they're going to find that even more attractive.
You know what was so cute about what you just said? The physical beauty differs for many people, and you're right. But one thing about that inner beauty, if you have that inner beauty, everybody is going to see you in the same light, which is beautiful.
Right. And you know what I thought about too, when all of you were talking, especially when you were saying, Ataria, about how you began to look ugly, like I know this is not me. I know this is not just me. You ever when you first see somebody, and they can be looking really handsome or really pretty, and then over time, like, physically they start to change. Like, physically, and your mind is like, ugh, like, he's so ugly to me. Like, maybe when you was a teenager.
Yep.
Like, that man, I'm telling you, so that's just so real. I just want to put my little threes in there like that. But, like, it manifests itself. Like, your ugly manifests itself on the physical. And I like how y'all was talking about frowning, like, you know, there's some beautiful people outwardly, but all they do is frown. They're always upset. They're always depressed. They're always complaining. They're always cursing. They're always doing all of these things, and it just makes them look ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah, because that physical, I mean, truth be told, it's nothing but a mask as to what's really on the inside of you. And I like how, Ataria, you brought up that word attraction, because that's what people are truly attracted to. They are attracted to what's inside of you. This is what people are really drawn by. They're not necessarily drawn by your beauty, by your physical appearance. They're drawn to what's within you. And I know everybody can relate to the fact that, you know, hey, there, you know, you may know somebody, you know, who's just bomb fine, you know, the sister looks real, real good, you know. However, nobody really wants to be around the sister, because from the inside, she reeks, and no one wants to be around her. The conversations are very short. No one wants to be around her. Truth be told, nobody can really stand her, because she reeks nastiness. You know, nobody wants to be involved. But then when you look at a different sister who may be more modest, and maybe she, like I said, she's not dressing in the designer and she's not all fashionably trendy, but it's just something about this sister that everyone is drawn to. What they're really attracted to is that positive light that's inside of her. And, you know, the more and more I think about this topic is the fact that we have to acknowledge that inner beauty. You know, a lot of us don't want to do that, because this society has really, really trained and brainwashed, you know, pretty much everyone, that let that be man or woman, even child, to disconnect from who you really are, disconnect from the gifts that you were born with, you know, just disconnect who you are to reinvent yourself to be someone else so other people can like you. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what we learn. I mean, think about it. When you go to school, it's, you know, the school education system may not really focus on your strengths, your existing strengths. What is sometimes these things that we're learning in school, they're trying to get you to forget about your mastery. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you're really, really good at, they don't really want you to worry about that. They want you to reinvent yourself to be someone totally different. And oftentimes these same people end up being very unhappy in their lives.
That was a powerful point, and you just made me think about all of those people we grew up with at different stages of our lives. I mean, some of us knew them as when we were children, some of us when we were teens, some of us when we were adults, some of us still know them. And that just made me think about those people who, because again, even when we go into being a blessing it all starts in the heart. And so you'll meet those people. They have such good hearts. And, you know, before we really knew about, you know, spiritual matters, we would say things like, that's a good person. Or we'll say, man, he got a good heart or she got a good heart. And we'll say these things usually because we were speaking about a person who was making bad choices. We were speaking about a person who was doing something bad. We'll speak or what we perceived to be bad. We'll speak about a person who was always getting into trouble, but we would say, man, they got a good heart. And why would we say they got a good heart? Because if we needed a shirt and they got one on their back, they would give it to us. If we needed to eat, they would feed us. Mm-hmm. If we needed a ride, if we needed some money, whatever it is that they got, they would give it to us if we was in need, despite them being associated with negativity. So, again, we would say, man, that's a good person, or man, that's a good-hearted person. And that goes back to what you was talking about, Zelaya, about how we are taught in this society to suppress that inner beauty, that yah inside of us, that inner light inside of us, because the world has told us that, well, that's not the person we want you to be. Because, again, we're talking about being set apart from the womb. You know, we're talking about being good people from the onset, but then we're in a world that says, well, that's not who you really are, so let's dress you up in all of this pretentious falsehood of a mask of a person. And then you learn over time to become something other than who you truly are. So then once you do come into who you truly are, now you have to strip off those extra layers that you were taught to put on to cover up who you really are, so that you get down to that inner self or whatever. So I really like that you brought up how we have to start appreciating that inner beauty. We have to start investing in it. We have to start acknowledging it more.
And you know what? Also, we can't be afraid. You know, sometimes, you know, going through life, people don't respond to us or things are not what we think they should be, so we shut down. Don't be afraid to open up and share that beauty with someone, because someone is going to appreciate it. You know, it reminds me of this picture I've seen of this banana. You know, it was it had all kinds of diamonds and rhinestones on the peeling part. But when you took that peeling down, it was rotten. You know, like you said, Celia, it reeked. You know, when you do a work, this is like working on a house. When you're gutting a house, for the most part, you got to work on the inside. Gut that inside out. Fix that inside up, make it all pretty. Then worry about the outside, you know. Then worry about the outside.
I like what you said, though. You know, don't be afraid to show that beauty to other people. And, you know, we think about doing good for other people for them, but you got to stop looking at it like that. You got to think about being beautiful to other people for you, because it makes you feel better about you. You know, if you do stuff for other people, then you're going to stop doing it, because people are going to disappoint you. They're going to hurt you. But if you're just an overall good person and you do good for other people just because it makes you feel good, because it will make you feel good to know that you're a good person. You know that you, if anyone needs you, you're going to be the one to do it. You know, I'm not saying, you know, don't overexert yourself for anyone, but you get what I'm saying, is always be ready to be good for other people and be good to yourself. You know, I think, you know, as I'm kind of like, you know, just kind of getting little tips about this topic, you know, I read something that said, you know, you should look at yourself in the mirror. And just because the first thing you do when you look into the mirror for a lot of women is you see all your imperfection, your hair, your face, you got a pimple, whatever it is, you got to get past those negative things. I know for me, it's like, man, I don't even think I look in the mirror very often. And it's because I have to, you know, I just had 3 babies back to back. So it's like, I got to get over that and start working, you know, getting back to where I was. And
girl,
it's
bye.
Like, hey, I'm so serious.
Oh, mama bear.
But, oh man, you know, so I'm feeling it, and so that kind of hit me at home. I was like, you know what, that's true, because what I'm doing is I'm just kind of ignoring myself because I don't want to face what it is. And once you get past those negative things and start saying those positive things to yourself, you'll work on those things. You'll sit up taller, you know, you'll think about what you're consuming, you know, you might even hit the gym once or twice. So, you know, it's just about not only being good to other people, but if you're inwardly good, you're going to be inwardly good to yourself, because a lot of our depression and stuff comes from ourselves, being in our own heads and telling ourselves those negative things, being mean to ourselves, because we're our worst critic. So not only be beautiful to other people, but be beautiful to yourself.
Well, bye now.
Excellent point.
Right.
That was right on point on so
yes,
many different levels. I mean, yeah, even the fear, because we are talking about not just being beautiful, but being brave, being bold, and fear plays a big part in that, you know, as Atari was just talking about. And I love that point you made about basically, you know, not just being kind for the sake of others, but doing it for yourself too, and not in an arrogant type way like that, but like you said, just doing it because it makes you feel good. Because you know what, I was thinking about this earlier, and I was thinking about how people will disappoint you, you know, and it's nothing personal, and it shouldn't be taken personal, because you know that it's a fact. And so once you know it's a fact, and once you know it's inevitable, it's not something that should always alarm you, you know, unless you're just naive. But people will disappoint you, and so your kindness is really only going to be reciprocated by those who already value you. So if you're constantly trying to be a kind or beautiful person just for the sake of others, you're going to always be disappointed constantly, you know. But if you do it just because that's the kind of person you are, just because you genuinely love helping people, again, that word love, then you'll never be disappointed, you know, and not never like that. You may feel some kind of way if you, you know, if you betrayed or anything like that, but you'll never get to that point that we always get to of being depressed and being sad and being down, because, see, you expect it. And when you expect something, you're not surprised when it happened, or you're not supposed to be surprised when it happened. Even going back to us having belief and having faith, you know, we have to have that expectation. So when you expect something to happen and it happens, you're not surprised about it, you know. And so in the context of valuing ourselves and understanding our self-worth and just not being afraid to let our light shine and be ourselves and to do good genuinely and sincerely for the sake of doing good, we'll always come out on top. I mean, we'll always smile. You know, we'll always be who we are, because we are doing this because this is the people that we are. You know, we're not doing it so that we could be seen good by man. We're not doing it just so somebody can praise us. We're not doing it for that. We're doing it because genuinely and sincerely and authentically, this is who we are, and this is what we are about, and this is what we want to do. So that, hey, you cool, you know.
And you know what she said that really stuck out to me as well, Ataria, when you said to take, you know, taking care of your inner beauty as well. And what I mean by that is sometimes us as women, we let things fester, and this rolls over into being brave. You know, we have to sometimes be brave enough to put our feelings out there, tell a person how we feel, you know, so that we can also maintain our inner beauty. Because sometimes that stuff that festers inside of us, festers in our mind, it affects us. It affects our actions.
Mm-hmm.
It affects our mental state. It affects how we interact with people. I've always been one of those type of people, if I have a problem with someone, it's best to get it over it, get it off your chest, and grow from there. You know what I'm saying? We let a lot of things fester as women, and we shouldn't. We have to be brave. We have to get a boldness about ourselves so that we can let people know how we feel and what offends us and what bothers us, because ultimately it's like you said, Ataria, about us taking care of us. And a lot of times we'll get caught up in letting things marinate and not being brave enough or bold enough to talk about it.
Marinate. Absolutely. Wow. That's a good word right there, marinate, because we will marinate in it.
Girl, when we stewing some stuff, we be making stew.
Yeah, y'all know we got to go to a break, but that's so real, and we're going to pick it up when we come back because that's so true because y'all know as women that's what happens. You know, we let it fester and we wait when, you know, all you had to do was say something from the beginning. And because it's like I think we underestimate what it takes to get to know a person. You know, when you're getting to know each other, I mean, you have to expect that there are going to be some friction at first because you don't know that person, you know. So, like, if I don't like mayonnaise, I don't like mayonnaise, y'all, but if I don't like mayonnaise and Cuzzo fixed me a mayonnaise, Cuzzo, that's the life, y'all don't know, fixed me a mayonnaise sandwich, I'm going to look at her like, you know, why, you know? And then she may be like, so you're not appreciating that I fixed you a sandwich? And I'll be like, but you know I don't like mayonnaise. Now, that may just be that. But we know from this going forward, EC don't like mayonnaise. So then, hey, everything is cool. But see, I'm being funny, but at the same time, I'm being serious too. Like, that's usually how it works. Like, you find out what somebody like, what they dislike, how they are. But we got to go to a break. But we'll pick this up in just a few seconds. This is BHYY Radio, and this is Throwback Thursday. So we're going to throw it back with... Now, don't judge me, y'all, for getting the pronunciation of this wrong. Try by, Cuzzo, you may have to help me out now. Who is by?
It's Colby, and what's the last name? I think it's Collier or something. Colby, you got to say the last name for me because I can't see
what
it.
She said. All right, Colby. Okay. Cowlat, all right, but it's a good jam. So go on, listen to that, and we'll see you back after this. It's BHYY Radio.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you, so they like you. Get your sexy on, don't be shy girl, take it off, this is what you want, to belong so they like you, do you like you. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Shopping on at the mall, maxi credit cards, you don't have to choose, buy it all, so they like you, so they like you. Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. Get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? 'Cause I like you.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
And welcome back, family. We are back, and again, that was Tribe by Colby Cowlott. I think that is her name. Excuse me.
Yes.
So, if she's listening, no offense. Never know who may be listening, but that song was really beautiful. Those of you who was, you know, really listeners, it was nice and mellowed out, but if you was listening to the words, it was really powerful, you know. You don't have to bend till you break. You don't have to give it all away. You know, it doesn't matter if they like you, do you like you? You know, and so she was saying, you know, take your makeup off, da da da, you know, so it was a really nice song. As far as perfect for tonight's topic, once again, if you're just joining us, we are talking about being brave, beautiful, and being a blessing. Because you know, if you're brave and you're beautiful, you can be a blessing to those around you, because that light will indeed shine. This is a live calling show, 319-527-6302. And, you know, we don't have a Dear Sister letter today, so we're not going to go ahead and play the song, but we do want to let you guys know that if you do have anything you want to share with us, if you have ever been self-conscious about the way that you look or have ever been fearful of being who you really are, anything like that, don't forget to write us at blessed_handmaidens@yahoo.com. Send in your Dear Sister letters. Just address it, Dear Sister, and sign it anonymously, and we will share it at this segment on the show on Thursdays, and allow the ladies to give their feedback. Again, blessed_handmaidens@yahoo.com. And it doesn't have to be a Dear Sister letter. If you just want to reach out to us for questions, comments, or concerns, maybe this is your first time listening to us, want to know more about who we are and what it is that we do. We are the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua, Women's Ministry of Israelite Heritage, restoring the forgotten heritage to the forgotten people, blessed_handmaidens@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit us at www.blessedhandmaidens.com, and you could learn more about us there. So, you know, we have the perfect jam for you ladies tonight. For those who feel like guessing that jam tonight, we're playing for fun again tonight. And if this is your first time listening, you know what? We didn't even play the producer. I'm just talking. I forgot to play the letters. I guess that jam. What's wrong with me tonight, y'all? It's been a long day, I'm telling you. Not Dear Sister Letter. Guess that jam. If you like to guess that jam. If this is your first time listening, here is how you play. We're going to play a jam snippet and a jam lyric, and you call in at 319-527-6302 if you think you know the name of that song and the artist. Now, usually we do have a special, beautiful prize for you, a nice gift for you, but we're playing for fun tonight, so this is just for bragging rights. 319-527-6302, and this jam is actually perfect for tonight's show, but we're going to see if you guys can get it. Now, this is going to really determine if you know your jam, because you got to switch them jams up sometimes. You know, you can't just listen to, you got to kind of, you know, rotate, right? So let's go ahead and play that jam lyric and that snippet, and let's see if they got it.
These tidal waves spinning in my head. Every day is something different, trying to leave me for dead.
All right.
These tidal waves spinning in my head.
what artist that is, right? who can not recognize that voice, right? But I'm gonna see if y'all know the name of the song. So again, 319-527-6302, or if you would just like to call in and give your input, we encourage you to do that as well, 319-527-6302, if you just would like to comment on tonight's show, and we appreciate that as well. So we will play that jam at the end. In case you didn't know who it was, we will announce who it was and play it at the end. So just getting back on tonight's topic, family, we are talking about being brave and being beautiful and just being a blessing, and just recognizing, but not just recognizing, investing in the inner beauty that we all have and allowing that to physically shine through us in everything that we do, which surpasses just the aspect of physical beauty, but also manifests itself in how we treat each other, our kindness, our level of love for one another, the thoughts that we put into thinking about others and doing for others and being there for each other. And all of these things are an example of letting our light shine. I mean, even if you're at a grocery store, let's say you're at a grocery store and you're waiting in line and somebody, you know, you can tell, you know, because the spirit is revealing to you that this person does not have enough money to pay for whatever, and they're stalling. You know how you stall when you're embarrassed. You don't really want to let everybody know the truth about what's going on. Well, you walk up and you pay for that person's goods, and, you know, just things like that. See, that's an example of being a beautiful person and letting that shine on the outside. It's how you treat people. It's how you are there for others and all of these things.
Definitely.
Yes. Go ahead, Zariah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Zariah.
All those type of things, like you said, you know, acts of selflessness, you know, giving to the homeless, in spite of what you think they might do with the money or whatever. You know, just being given, being loving, being caring. Being a blessing means speaking life into people, being a light, being a pleasure in the company of all that you come across. You know, spread this word, spread the truth. You know, just let your light shine. You know, I haven't had the opportunity, but I have like some old pocketbooks in my closet that I don't mind getting rid of. You know, and I ran across something that said if you got old purses in your so like I said, wait, you called me off guard with that. So you got a whole bunch of them. You said, but you know,
sorry, family, that's an inside joke to everybody who's listening. Sorry, that's an inside joke.
Filling them up with, you know, little toilet trees and giving them to the homeless. You know, because as EC stated when we first came on the show, it's cold out here. You know, give out blankets. You know, be a blessing. You know, make somebody else's day.
Yeah,
right, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned
beautiful.
That because we always have the opportunity to be. I'm just glad you mentioned that because that brings in the blessing aspect of it. So, ladies, we hope that you're seeing how all of this tie in together, how you feel about yourself, reflecting how you treat others and how you could be a blessing and how you can add value to the world and all of that good stuff. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's I really like how you brought that up, Zariah. I think that was such a sincere and like real life example of being selfless. And, you know, the thing about this inner beauty and how it, you know, translates into a blessing is the fact that this beauty, everyone is not going to understand it. And that's something that we really need to be solid about. You know, don't think that everyone is going to be able to see this light within you. The light is not necessarily for everyone that you meet eyes with. It just isn't. However, for that person who does receive that light, you are able to be a blessing. Now, that's just going back to what Zariah said. Now, if Zariah would say, listen, I'm taking all my old pocketbooks, I'm giving them to the homeless. If she were to share that with a certain kind of person, they may say, girl, please, you gonna give all your purses away? Girl, please, you can keep them bags. Girl, it's a website called Rebag.com, and I'm being honest. There's a website called Rebag. Girl, you can quote all of those old designer purses, and girl, you can make you $1,000. Forget about giving them to the homeless. You see, that person's
ooh,
not going to
you know
get
what?
It.
What I love about what you just said, not the other thing, looks right? But no, there's this quote that I ran across today. I'm going to tell y'all how powerful this is and how just the spirit, the rock be working, the spirit be working, is that, like, what you just said about how everybody's not going to understand it. And I got two mm-hmm. things to say about that first, because I think I'll forget this one if I don't say it. The first thing I have to say is that usually when people don't understand that light, we try to diminish it. We try to shy away from it. We try to, you know, Maryam Wilson said it, best, Williams has said it best when she said, it's not the darkness, it's the light that most frightens us. It's yes. turning off the light that most frightens us. It's the dark that most frightens us. It's not the light. It's our fear of what we have the potential to become. It's that greatness that scares us. Because any time Yah elevates us, you always it's always like, okay, well, no, that can't be Yah. That we always got to give that credit to the devil. No, that can't be, y'all, because we're afraid of rising. We're afraid of our own strength. We're afraid of that greatness. But the second thing, the most important, well, not most important, but the thing that I thought about when you first start talking about how everybody's not going to understand it is that we got to understand that, you know, well, let me just read this quote first. Well, I forget it's this quote that I ran across just today, and it says, the older I get, the more I realize the value of privacy, of cultivating your circle and only letting certain people in. You can be honest, yes. open, and real while still understanding not everyone deserves a seat at the table of your life. So the last
That's
part
right.
is what I'm really focusing on is that everybody, you are not for everyone. Not everyone deserves to know you. Not everyone's
exactly.
going to understand that light. You know, there's this poet, real talented poet, and he said, some people will take until you have nothing left and then hold a grudge against your hands for being empty. So, you know, you have to be careful of not allowing others not only to diminish your light, but to allow others to make you ashamed of it.
Yes, because, you know, it was just, everything you said is so powerful. And I'm one for saying all the time that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And you're actually, and I'm okay with that. And you're right, because when you shine so bright, people will try to break you down and dim you. And make you scared of your own light. I'm going to tell you what the thing that popped to mind. It's so hilarious. But when you were talking about that we're afraid of the light, I thought about Poltergeist when he was like, Caroline, stay away from the light. I don't know why it popped to mind.
But yes, man,
it's so profound.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and everyone, you know, and this is, and definitely, this is nothing but a confirmation on so many different ways, because I was actually just talking to a friend of mine at work about this very same thing. And, you know, I told her what my grandmother used to tell me, you know, everybody is not like you. And once you understand that everyone is not going to be like you, then you're going to be able to move forward with what you are set to do, because everybody's not like you. So they're not going to understand. They, you know, more than likely, they're going to give you more negative than positive. They're going to give you more pushback than push on. They're not really going to get it. So as you begin to take these steps to embrace that inner beauty, and you invest in the inner beauty so you can shine and be brave and be a blessing to someone, you got to know for sure that you're not going to take everybody with you. And you see, as women, as women especially, we really fail at that. Because, see, the sister that you grew up with in the neighborhood, that you were mm-hmm. friends with 25 years, may not be that person that goes with you because they don't share the same light. Because everybody has a different light, which makes me go back to what Zariah said. You know, you can be put in a situation to where, EC, you said it too, diminishing your own light and being ashamed of your own light. But understand, everyone has their own light. You and I are necessarily not going to have the same light, but the light that I have is going to allow me to invest in it so I can be brave and be a blessing to someone. I may be a blessing to her, and you may be a blessing to him, but it's all about being genuine and authentic. And, you know, this topic just really blows your mind because it just makes you, like, dig real deep within yourself on so many different ways, so many different levels. But that's why you have to be real with yourself. You know, if you're not being genuine with who you really are, you can't expect to feel beautiful and to be brave and to bless someone else. You just can't do it because, you know what I'm saying? You're not right within. You're suppressing who you really are. You don't want to stand mm-hmm. in your own truth. It's your truth. It's not my truth. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be the same. Stand firm in your truth, who you are, so you can be a blessing to someone else.
Mm-hmm. I like everything you just said, you know. And a lot of that comes from people pleasing. We got to let down that people pleasing thing, you know, and be okay, dare to be different, dare to be set apart, and understand that sometimes in your journey, you know, you're going to go through a elimination process, and people are either going to flock to your light or they're going to run.
Right.
So in the journey, sometimes people are going to be dropping off, and you're going to be wondering why. And for lack of a better word, it's pretty much the trash taking out itself. And it's such a beautiful thing. Because sometimes sometimes we don't understand that everybody can't go where we're going.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You understand? I found that in my life, at the point in my life right now where I'm at, I'm okay with walking away from the so-called old people, the old friends and stuff in my life that don't understand. And I can also deal with the people who respect my choices and respect where I'm at. And it's okay that they don't want to go, but respect that I'm going with or without you.
Right.
You know, there's this,
man,
you know, we that saying where it says, oh, just real
no,
quick.
No, I just
want to
say we got about a minute left.
Saying,
go ahead. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and take it out.
Okay. No, I was going to say, you know, there's that saying that says you are who your friends are. You know, and so as we grow, and, you know, we grow, I think it's like every 4 to 5 years, you basically are someone new. And so your friends are also changing. And sometimes you just have to separate because where you're going is not where they're going. And so you want to surround yourself with people who are, you want to, you know, be successful in business, surround yourself with people who are already there. So that way when you are flying and you are up there, then when you have those moments of self-doubt, because a lot of times we're looking at ourselves and a lot of times it's us telling us that we're not good enough to be where we are because we've allowed those opinions of those around us to be in our head. And now they sound like your voice. So if you are around those people who are already there, they can help push you further. They can encourage you to do certain things that if you're still stuck with those people who are still stuck doing nothing or in a completely different path, they cannot relate to you. So, you know, being beautiful to yourself, surround yourself with beautiful people, and just, you know, the whole point is just to continue to grow and be happier in life and be successful.
Ooh, that was great.
Well, all right, ladies, go ahead and take it out. That was well said.
I pray this show has been a blessing to everyone that's listening, everybody in the chat rooms, as it's been to me. You know, dare to be different, be bold, be beautiful, be a blessing. You know, spread joy, spread love. My saying now is praise, love, live, in that order.
Hey, yes. Definitely. It's definitely been a very fruitful topic. It's really blessed me personally. It's making me rethink on a lot of things. And we pray that whoever is listening, that it causes you to reevaluate your inner beauty as well. So shalom and peace and blessings to you and your families.
And that's it. The name of tonight's Sam Jam, one of the sisters texted it in. She said, Just Believe by Aki Yamil, and she is correct. So let's go ahead and go out with that. We'll see you again and soon, and y'all bless you. Just Believe by Yamil.
Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.